Hi, everyone. This is Mike Ebert with the North American Mission Board, and I am here today with Brian Fry, who is our National Collegiate Strategy Director. Brian, introduce yourself a little bit here.
I really prefer guru.
I like college guru.
My name is Brian Fry. I serve as the National Collegiate Strategist for the North American Mission Board and also do some work in Ohio as well.
So great.
While a lot of guys may be based at NAM, some guys are based around the country, and I'm one of the guys that works out of the office.
Fortunate enough to be in Ohio. That's great.
It's good stuff.
Tell us a little bit about your work. What is it you're trying to achieve?
Yeah. So when you look at North America, we've got about 21.7 million college students, and my job essentially is to figure out ways to reach every single one of them. So I work with leaders all across the country, whether they're in the South or in what we would call emerging regions or non-South areas, to figure out ways to take the gospel and embed it within campus culture. So that may be a Baptist collegiate ministry. We would help service them, do projects like Engage 24. But that may also mean that we put churches on college campuses or in near proximity, all focused on getting the gospel to penetrate into the campus.
Wow. Now, you said 21 million college students. Is that right? And now I know there are other ministry groups that are out there working on campuses, groups like Campus Crusade for Christ. Why, Brian, is it important for Southern Baptist to be involved in college work?
Yeah, well, I would say first that it is pivotal for everybody and anybody to be involved in reaching college students. So what we do at Southern Baptist is a great thing. What Crusade does is a great thing. We affirm all of those guys in reaching college students. I think one of the things that we have just a great trajectory on is we look at reaching college students even before they hit the college campus. So we want to see students come to know Christ as students in middle school and high school. But when they go off onto the college campus, we want to make sure that they're hearing the gospel there, that they're growing in fruit-bearing, multiplying discipleship, so that once they leave the college campus, that they're leaders within churches, whether they're pastors or whether they're missionaries or they're a deacon within their local church or a Sunday school worker. We want to see every one of our students engaged in local church. And I think that's why it's so important for us now to be capturing the college campus. Because if we don't reach them in college, if we don't get them during that four-year key trajectory time, then we miss them in the long term. And that is just so pivotal for us. So if we continue to invest in college students, we see our denomination grow. And more important than our denomination, we see our churches continue to grow. We see people who don't know Christ come to know them. That's key critical for us as Southern Baptists.
Yeah, so important to keep them involved at that age. Well, Brian, I know Southern Baptists have been involved in college work for a long time, even before I was in college. That's really going back a ways. Tell us a little bit, though, what is the lay of the land on that today? What does Southern Baptist college work look like, and has it been changing? Is it heading in a little bit new direction? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as we look at what's happening in SBC life, we've got around 65 to 70,000 college students actively engaged within our collegiate ministry system. So that can be within a Baptist collegiate ministry or a Baptist student union or a Christian challenge. There are all kinds of different models for reaching college students. Some have a building in the middle of their campus. Some have a building right off of campus. Some don't have a building at all, and they raise all of their own support to do collegiate ministry. And then we see this novel expression emerging where people are individually looking to plant churches on college campuses. So they say, if we have a college campus like Ohio State, we've got 55,000 college students approximately, we want to reach that pocket. Well, if you look at that as a big box, you say, how many of those students are actively engaged within church life? How many of those students have a relationship with Christ? Well, if we see those numbers as low, we say, now what if we plant a church within that context? That church may last for 4 or 5 years, or it may last for 30 years, as the one at Ohio State is. But that is a kind of an emerging expression. And then in some environments, we're seeing individual churches plant sites onto college campuses, so a multi-site engagement process. So all kinds of different models. And I think when we're looking at college students and we realize the potential that they have, really the model is unimportant compared to the fact that if they don't hear the gospel during college, the likelihood of them accepting it just decreases significantly on the backside when they leave.
Absolutely. And you mentioned collegiate church planting, not a brand new idea. It's been done, but we're really hoping to see more of that. That's got to have some unique aspects to it when you're talking about trying to reach out to college students. What are some of those unique qualities to college church planting, and maybe some of the challenges as well, Brian?
Yeah. So what maybe the best way to say it is, I would say messy, right? You've got college students in that 18 to 25 age bracket, and they're being exposed to church for first time, many of them, especially the ones that are just coming to know Christ. But they're coming out of church backgrounds or coming out of a non-church-related background, and they're trying to do and be church. It would be wrong to think that it is just a group of college students trying to do church. Sometimes it starts out that way, but often those kind of move away from a church kind of thing and fade away pretty quickly. What ends up happening is an individual who in their 20s, 30s, 40s says, "Man, I feel like God is calling me to reach this college campus." They're looking at the most effective way of reaching those college students, and they realize that if we put a church within this environment, if we begin to do church with them, there'll be some challenges that go along with it. There'll be some maturity issues. There'll be some development issues. There'll be some funding issues that come along with it. But if we show them how to do church and we show them what it means to plant within the college environment, then they have that script in their mind. They have that DNA of, and when I leave college, then I can go out and plant in other places. So some of the things that you might expect, that maturity issue, the funding issue, how do you fund this college ministry or this church when you're looking at college students to fund it? Sometimes dealing with administration and how that works out, those are all challenges. But I'm here to tell you, I've watched, I think I've been to probably 35 of the collegiate churches at this point in time. Mm-hmm. There are 80 with which we are familiar with nationally in the United States and in Canada. And what we find is guys are very adaptive. They figure out how to make it work. They figure out how to go with it. And it seems to be this incredibly strategic model. Now, there are some challenges. I've acknowledged that. Yeah. But here's where we as NAM, we as Southern Baptists, want to be a part of that conversation. If we see college students coming to know Christ in a large number, if we see them being baptized and becoming fruit-bearing, multiplying disciples, then we want to be involved with that. We want to be involved in that conversation. There are challenges. We want to help them navigate through those things. Mm-hmm. Because at day's end, every college student grows up. And when they grow up, we want to make sure they're in relationship with Christ and they're part of a local church.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, so we've got college church plants that are focusing on college students. We have a lot of existing churches that have great college ministries. And a lot of our state convention partners are also very involved in this ministry. What is the North American Mission Board's role in collegiate evangelism and collegiate ministry work?
Yeah. So when we look at what's taking place nationally, there are a variety of different models, a variety of different strategies in play. We do not want to come in as the North American Mission Board and say, "Hey, man, what you're doing is wrong. This is no good." That's not our stance at all. In fact, what we want to do is we want to look at anything that's working nationally, that's effective, that's growing, that's healthy and strong. We want to accelerate those guys, and we want to elevate their models. So you've got campus ministries like LSU that is knocking it out of the park. They're doing incredibly good work. You could transfer over to Virginia Tech and see some great ministry that's taking place there. Then you can go into the emerging regions, go up to Washington State University and see Resonate, this BCM that transitioned into a collegiate church. So it's all over the place. We see different models that are really knocking out of the park. We want to take those best practices. We want to take the networking that's involved with that, and we want to seek to accelerate it. So when we see a strategy that's working, when we see a project like Engage 24, that's a call for all college students to share the gospel on one day each year, normally takes place in October. We want to take that practice and ask everybody, "Hey, would you make a commitment to see every one of your college students share the gospel with one person on that day?" So we would come alongside with projects like that, with ideas like that, and help disseminate those out so that we see more of those 21 million college students coming into relationship with Christ.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, we want to thank you so much for your work and leadership in this area and so many people that you're working with out there who are doing a great job as well. What are one or two big, you know, just really important prayer requests that we might share with people today before we go?
Yeah. I think when we look at the amount of individuals engaged in collegiate ministry, it is lower than it could be. So we would ask for prayer that more workers would engage college students. And that's not just saying vocational ministry, I'm going to be the BCM director of the future, or I'm going to be this collegiate church planner. But within your local church context, if there is a college or university nearby, look for ways in your local church to engage. So we want to pray that more people would engage more college students. So I think that would be the first prayer request. The second thing that I would ask for is that as we have guys who feel called to plant churches on college campuses, that the movement would continue to grow, that it would continue to burgeon, that we would figure out ways to address some of those challenges and difficulties. Because, again, if we see them come to know Christ during college, their lifelong trajectory is just far different and I would argue far, far better.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, it's exciting, Brian. So many spiritual awakenings and movements of God seem to have started on college campuses. So we'll be praying for you. Thanks again for your work, and thanks for chatting with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day, man.
You too.